right, welcome back. We are into season 5 of Confidently She. We're bringing back some of the throwback music. I liked that intro music back from 2019 is when I first brought that on board. And if you are like an original 2017 Confidently She listener, I have a few surprises for you this season. So just keep that in mind as we go about these episodes. So I'm excited to bring back some of my faith journey into these topics, into these episodes, and really just starting out from the beginning here with the topic of this podcast episode, which is, what is God's plan for my life? I think that whether you're Christian, whether you're atheist, whether you're anything, you have thought about this question at some point. Whether you believe it or not, like whether you believe in God or not, I think everyone on the planet has asked themselves some form of the question, what is God's plan for my life? What is the ultimate purpose for my life? Like, what is the plan? Whether you call it God or the universe or whatever, I think everyone has asked that question. And for me, God answered that question in a very unexpected way back in, I think it was 2019. It was 2019 when he answered this question for me. And so I wanted to dedicate the first episode of the 5th season of Confidently She to really take a look at God's plan for my life and God's plan for anyone's life. A little bit of a spoiler, but that's what we're getting into today. So I'm glad you're here. Thanks for listening. If you haven't left a rating and review on Confidently She over on iTunes and Spotify, because, you know, they both have the ability to do that. Back when I first started, Spotify didn't have the ability to give ratings. Isn't that funny? We've come a long way, haven't we? So if you haven't done that, leave a 5-star rating, leave a review. I would love to hear why you love the show so I can do more of that. So let's get into it. What's God's plan for my life? Big question, simple answer. God always answers the biggest questions in the most simple way, and he leaves me like, of course that's the answer. Like, of course that's what it is. Of course it wasn't this complicated, complex thing that I have to figure out. So if you've ever wondered what God's plan is for your life, you know, this concept is thrown around a lot in Christian culture, but I was very curious what the Bible actually had to say about it. Like, depending on which church you go to, depending on what your background is, you've probably heard a lot of different things about this concept. You've heard of things like predestination, and you've heard of things like anointing and all this stuff. And I'm not going to say that that stuff isn't real or it isn't true. I'm not going to say that. What I am going to say is that the concept of God having a plan for my life gave me anxiety because I was afraid that I would misinterpret the plan. I would go off the plan, I would misunderstand something, and ultimately I wouldn't live the life God had planned for me because I somehow messed it up, which scared me. I am a person who doesn't mess things up. I'm very type A. I was a straight A student. I always follow the rules, or I choose not to follow them because I don't agree with them, but I have a great understanding of the rules. Like, that is key to my personality and my brain is like, I want to understand the rules so that I fully know how this all works. So the fear came from, I am afraid that I'm not going to understand what the plan is. Whether or not I'm going to follow it is a different question. I wanted to understand the plan. And back before 2019, I hadn't fully been submitting my life to God and walking in my faith. And so during a deep reading of Genesis in 2019, I felt God reveal to me a simple truth that I had missed, or it had never been presented to me by any of my spiritual leaders, and it's that his plan is the same for everyone. God's plan for my life is the exact same as his plan for yours. The plan is the same. What is that plan, you ask? It's living in accordance with his law, being in relationship with him, and working for the good of the kingdom of heaven. That's the plan. Now, what that looks like is going to be different for you and me, of course. Not everyone is going to have the same profession. Not everyone is going to have the same education. Not everyone is going to live in the same places. These are questions that human beings have for our lives. But they aren't questions that I think God is too concerned with. Like, those are the details that we figure out later. As long as you are doing these things, living in accordance with his law, being in relationship with him, and working for the good of the kingdom of heaven, you are living within the structure of God's plan for your life. That's what he told me and revealed to me through a deep reading of Genesis. What would it be? Coming up on 5 years ago? 5, 6 years ago. Now, you could say, okay, great. Well, I feel convicted because I haven't been living in accordance with his law. I haven't been in deep, committed relationship with him. And as far as working for the good of the kingdom of heaven, I don't even know what that means, Rebecca. Like, you might be saying those things. Or you might be feeling like, well, I can't, how am I supposed to work for the kingdom of heaven if I'm not a pastor? Or if I'm not getting my money from the church? Well, here's just like a little thought. The church can't get any money from anywhere if everyone works for the church. Where's the money going to come from? So that just doesn't even make sense. The church body requires people to be working in different roles and careers, and that's how the church gets money. So you don't have to be working in the church for the church or for a nonprofit organization in order for you to be working for the good of the kingdom of heaven. And I'm not even really going to talk about applying each one of these pieces to your life. That's different than just talking about God's plan for your life. We're talking about that. And because you have not been doing these things, and by the way, no one does these things perfectly, I don't do these things perfectly, we get to go deeply into reminding ourselves and seeing God as a redeemer. The great thing about our Heavenly Father is that He is always working things out for our good. Even when you go off course, even when you stray away from living in accordance with his law and will, he can redeem your life and turn it into something good. That's what he does. As long as you come back to him and submit those things to him when you stray, he will work through you for your good. He is a redeemer. He is kind. He is understanding. He is patient. He is a redeemer. Now, does that mean God doesn't care when you go off track? Does that mean that it doesn't matter if you live in accordance with his law and submit your decisions to his will? No, it does not mean that it does not matter. It matters a lot. I do not believe that it is God's will for women to raise children with absent fathers. I do not believe that it is in God's will for married couples to divorce. I do not believe it is in God's will for people to go hungry or to be without clean, weather-appropriate clothing or to be without shelter. Those things happen because we live outside of the accordance with his law. We are not in relationship with him, and we aren't working for the good of the kingdom of heaven. I believe that those things are the result of us not following God's plan for your life. Does it mean that he can't use those things to bring you close to him? No, that's not what that means. But I do believe that the less God has to redeem in your life, the more work he can do in edifying and building you up, right? So if, just to put it in simple terms, if you stop making a mess, God doesn't have to clean it all the time. And then instead of working on cleaning up the mess, you can enjoy living in the place that you're living, which is your life, by the way. So let me just go back to a few things before I breeze past this point, because I made some notes here, and as I was reading them out, I just want to confirm and clarify a few things. So I'm not saying that I don't agree with divorce, or I don't agree with single motherhood. I don't know how that's something you agree or disagree with. It's usually not the choice of the mother to be raising a child with an absent father. And it's also usually not like everyone's plan when they get married to get divorced, right? Like, that's not even our plan. So I don't think that it's crazy or offensive or insensitive for me to say that it's not part of God's plan, that divorce is not part of God's plan, that absent fathers are not part of God's plan, just in the same way that hunger is not part of God's plan. It's a result of things going wrong, but that is not, that it is without the possibility for redemption. So I believe God's plan for everyone's life is to be protected from some of those things. These things happen, of course, because people are living outside of God's law and outside of his of relationship with him. I believe and trust that God's manual for human living is the antidote to all the things that cause heartbreak in relationships. Let me just say that again, because I think that this is very interesting. It's an interesting way to look at this. God's manual for human living is the antidote to all the things that cause heartbreak in relationships. So let's just take these things one at a time. If no one got married except those who are fully committed and prepared to play their role in what God defines as a Christian marriage, there wouldn't be parents raising children on their own. That wouldn't happen. There wouldn't be divorce, because we would be in aligned relationship with God and therefore in a more aligned relationship with each other. That's his plan. Now, things don't always go according to his plan, because a lot of times people, especially within Christian culture, will rush into marriage for lots of reasons. And you know my opinion on this if you've listened to this podcast for any period of time. Marriage is kind of pushed on young Christians. It's encouraged. It's, well, no one's perfect and you figure it out along the way. Those are some things that I've heard in my early 20s when I was not getting married. When we sidestep or edit God's plan for things, that's when we start to go off the rails. Anyway, so taking this back to God's plan for your life, I learned not to stress over how living this way would impact my life, what career I would have if I would get married, where I would live. Those things become immaterial when you focus on living in accordance with the will of God and in relationship with him. You naturally will be provided for. You become wise and discerning. You are operating within the structure and laws written by the one who created the world. There's a great episode on a podcast that I listen to, one of the only podcasts I listen to, Southside Rabbi, where they talk about God's work through us and how God created the world to work a certain way. And when we work within the framework and structure that God created, we are able to yield the results that we desire. But when we try to shortcut it or work around it or manipulate and abuse and misuse the resources at our disposal, that's where things go wrong. You can't outsmart the one who made the world we live in because God set up the way things work. He also gave us a manual for how to live. So if you're following the manual, you are going to be provided for because you'll get the answer because he's the one who wrote the equation. Not only that, so not only did I not stress out about how my life would look, this focused my heart towards God and not towards God's blessings. This is a key difference most Christians miss when they talk about God's plan, God's blessings, all this stuff. The best thing God can give you in this life is himself. More of himself, proximity to himself, reconciliation to himself. There is no gift that God can give you, no blessing that God can give you that is going to be better for you than himself. If you don't believe that, or if you don't see that, if you're still trying to figure out the plan to see how it benefits you, you're missing the point. You're missing the relationship part of your faith. The plan isn't a treasure map to treasure. It's not like God has this plan for your life that is a treasure map, and if you follow the map, you get the reward at the end, which is the husband you want, or the career you want, or the lifestyle you want, or the status you want. It's not a treasure map. Like, think of it in a very tangible way. Are you friends with people just to see where they will take you for dinner or what presents they will get you for your birthday? Are you friends with people just to see what they're going to give you? I hope not. So why would you treat God that way? Waiting to see what he gives you instead of simply enjoying relationship with him and time with him? It's about recentering the heart towards your actual relationship with God. If you think about God as a father in a very practical way, good fathers want safe, joyful, and fulfilling lives for their children. So don't worry about that part. Our Heavenly Father wants that for us and more. He wants that for us. Sometimes we don't believe that. But he has a way for you to live the best possible life on earth. And if you bypass those foundational things, living in accordance with his will and law, being in relationship with him and working for the good of the kingdom, if you bypass those things, you're missing the plan. Because that is the plan. The plan is for you to do that. And the result of the plan is going to look different for everyone from an external perspective, but from an internal perspective, it's going to orient your heart in the right direction and you won't stress out so much. That's like a practical takeaway. You won't be so stressed out about trying to figure out the plan. You won't have such responsibility for figuring out God's plan for your life. Again, stop thinking of it like a treasure map and think of it as, this is how you live in accordance with me. This is how you live as a Christian. And this is how you get the best gift that I could possibly even give you to start with, which is God himself. So, in summary, let's wrap this up here. God has the same plan for everyone's life. It's to live in accordance with his will, laws, and to be in relationship with him. Okay? Beyond that, you will be equipped to discern and develop the type of life you personally will find most enjoyable within the structure of his laws. Sometimes we don't get the career we want because God is protecting us from the harm of that industry, that company, that boss, whatever. He knows something that we don't. So sometimes what seems like God taking something from you or God being mean is protecting us from something we know nothing about. Sometimes these are in small ways, and sometimes these are in big, painful, confusing ways. But again, do you trust that God wants you to live a joyful, safe, fulfilling life? Because he does. He does want that for you. And if you're already living in accordance with God's laws and in close relationship with him, I would challenge you, where is your heart in wanting to know his plan for you? Because you're already living within his will, and that is his plan. If you're following all the rules, so to speak, and you're still wondering what's at the end of this treasure map, you are working towards God's blessings rather than being in a relationship with God. This was a very helpful lesson that the Lord showed me, and I wanted to share it with you here to kick off season 5 of Confidently She and let you know there are more books coming. I'm not sure on the timeline yet. I have started outlining and writing 2 more books. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you right back here for another episode very soon.